Save our teachers! Save our schools! Save our teachers! Save our schools!
Students and parents showed up outside the LAUSD school board meeting today to protest teacher layoffs and cuts to programs. Parent Jody Shipper came to say she knows times are tough, but education is not the place to cut.
This is the future, these are our children, and we're talking about letting us educate our children with extraordinarily passionate and themselves well-educated people. So I couldn't not be here.
LAUSD is facing a budget deficit of more than $700 million over the next year, and that's expected to grow. Speaking earlier this month on KTLS On the Record, School Superintendent Ramon Cortinez said the financial equation is not in the district's favor.
We have a declining enrollment, we've had declining revenues, and we've had increased costs.
Cortinez says those include higher salaries and benefits, as well as rising utility rates. He says those factors, on top of the bad economy, leave the district with little choice.
This district has gone through budget cuts for the last several years, and we have shaved and shaved and shaved. And it is no longer feasible to shave. We are going to be eliminating.
I guarantee the scores of the students on their tests will go down.
That's David Meyeroff. He's a sixth grade science and math teacher at Florence Nightingale Middle School and a United Teachers Los Angeles chapter leader.
I guarantee the graduation rates of this district will go down.
Meyeroff says that's the real problem. Cutting teachers at the middle school level hurts students later in high school and keeps them from going to college. And Meyeroff says there are ways to trim the district's budget deficit without laying off teachers.
We can close the local district offices. That's about $40 to $50 million. We can stop giving these periodic assessments. That's $150 million.
Meyeroff says the district also needs to use federal stimulus money to keep teachers on the job and in classrooms. But in his public television appearance earlier this month, Superintendent Cortinez said that may not be so easy.
We don't know what the state will do. Will they take a percentage of our money? Will the governor take some of our money to help balance the major deficit that he is having to deal with?
The LAUSD School Board will vote on the proposed budget plan a week from today. Richie Duchon, Annenberg Radio News.